I'm now aware of people who were told that the cameras didn't cover it, or were also told, listen, you parked, and you parked at the owner's risk. This was certainly not good enough, and that's why I pursued the question, first of all, at the health board meeting.
And were the powers that be not willing to explore the idea of perhaps installing more CCTV?
I have to express my gross disappointment in the answer received, confirmation on over 1,100 car park spaces in the campus, confirmation that it's managed by an external company, confirmation that there are cameras in situ, but it's not possible to cover all the car park spaces, and a commitment to upgrade all of our CCTV cameras on the hospital grounds early in 2022. But that still leaves, and one particular case where a person talks about an employee at the hospital and up to £2,500 worth of damage and finding no recourse of what avenue he should pursue. And with the company there looking after the car parks and making their mobile movements throughout, I don't think that's good enough.
Because arguably, it is probably the busiest car park in the entire county. Surely it warrants cameras at every angle.
I would agree there. And I would be asking the HSE to ensure, first of all, that everyone should be given a hearing and there should be some information shared, and not just listen, you park, and you park at the owner's risk. There should be better information for all of those who, when they go to work or when they go to visit their loved one, hope and expect their car to be safe for the duration of the visit.